You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to hour three of Early Break. Steve Sipple is in Nashville. He joined us for the first hour and 40 minutes. He'll be joining us again tomorrow. He's got the On 3 convention up there.
Big parties. Yeah. We think he might be here the whole show tomorrow, right?
He said there's a chance. Now, he's going to go out tonight and have some fun with the guys.
He is like going out tonight.
He did say that out. Last night people had fun. He came in because he had to go watch Luka play for the Lakers this first game.
Yeah, that's I'm gonna miss listening to live music in Nashville to go see Luka rack up 14 points.
When you went to Nashville at some point, was it last summer you went there?
Tell you when I was there. We went in the fall.
Okay.
We land, and it's just in the second quarter of Vanderbilt beating Alabama.
Oh, you were there that day.
We were there for the day.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then the next day on Sunday, I went to the Vanderbilt football office.
That's awesome.
And hung out with those guys. And Clark Lee, the head coach, I've known Clark, we know each other and stuff. So I sat in his office for 30 minutes. I was like, how about that? The day after they beat Alabama. And then I'm hanging out with Jerry Kill. Jerry was there.
Oh.
And so, yeah. They brought the goalpost down Broadway. I just happened to be there. You know why? Because I wasn't in my hotel room watching an NBA game.
Can you imagine if... Yeah, I can just see Sip being there during that. He's like, what happened? I was watching the NBA last night. What are you talking about? Goalposts. Down the Broadway? What?
I'm going to save it for idle chit-chat tomorrow. I'm going to save it for that.
But I just remember you called me. You was like, I'm having the time of my life.
I participated. I did. We tipped the bands and stuff, but they play. And then... the best part was what it is you text them basically, and it's like
you text the band with your
request, and you send in like a $20 Venmo tip.
Okay.
Then you request a song.
Wow.
And they could play all the stuff we wanted to hear. I mean,
what songs did you request?
Neon Moon was one.
Okay. Well,
and
okay.
A bunch of I don't remember what they were.
David Allan Coe.
Oh yeah, okay. Never Even Called Me by My Name. David Allan Coe. That was done. There's a couple. So it was stuff that was a little off the beaten path, but then they could do it. Jake, it was the most amazing music I've ever heard. And every place you went was like, okay, that was great. And guess what the cover is? None. There's no cover. You just go in and out of each bar.
I like to. I feel like if we can convince Sip, hey, this band will play some Waylon Jennings for you.
Yes.
Willie Nelson might have some songs played up
just
here.
Just whip in and out.
Chris Christopherson might have some songs played up here.
And just go to different places, too. Just as you're walking around, it's kind of, okay, let's check this place out. Yeah.
I need to get back to Nashville. Yeah. It needs to happen. 464-5685. Call or text.
Should we do the live remote for basketball tournament, for the NCAA tournament, from Nashville, no matter where the game's at, just so we're in Nashville.
We promised we'd be at the tournament, but we're not.
We're not. We're in Nashville.
We're going to watch the game here in Nashville. Then we go listen to some country music after that, so it's great. No, it'd be kind of fun to go to Cleveland. No one's ever said that in their life before, but Cleveland was not.
Isn't the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland?
I've been there before. In the big pyramid building.
Yeah, so that'd be one.
We make fun of that for always having bands not in it that should be in it.
Yeah.
But we can go.
I'd go look. Let's go to Cleveland. Let's
check it out. Okay, so the pressure is off Ryan Day. He got his big contract. Of course, he's a national champion. The monkey's off the back for him. Because I would say he probably had the most pressure of anybody in college football to win a title, right?
100.
It's off the bat. Who now has that label as the most pressure in college football? Is it Kalen DeBoer at Alabama? Is it Brian Kelly, who's played for a title before when he's at Notre Dame, did not win it? Is it Brian Kelly? Is it somebody else not listed? Who? Because Dabo has won his titles. There's no pressure there. He's obviously won win more, but he's won titles. Who is the person, Bill, that takes the place now of Ryan Day with the most pressure to win in college football, in your opinion?
I think the number, I would say this with DeBoer. He just has to get back to high relevance, which means a deep run in the playoffs. They go to the Final Four. They're something like that. They're going to be like, okay, we're back on track. I don't think they have to win it. Like the one under the most pressure, hands down, is Kelly.
Brian Kelly, number one.
Okay. Because he made the statement that I'm leaving Notre Dame because we can't win it here. I can't get the players that I want. He didn't really say maybe those exact words, but he said the reason he came to LSU is to win a national championship. Also, the last three coaches there, Saban, Les Miles, Ed Ogeron, all won it. So he's the fourth coach in line. So what's the expectations? You got to win it. And also, like that, you talk about things getting real. Just have that fan base turn up on you a little bit.
LSU,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
You talk about things get real. And so is the pressure immense on Kalen DeBoer? Yes, but his is just to get back to high relevance. That's what his number one thing is. I don't think anyone's looking right now at Alabama. You got to win it this year. First of all, I think it's a preseason, 14th? Aren't they what Alabama is?
Yeah, which is not high for them.
Yeah,
it's not very high.
My point is, I don't think everybody's going, no, we just need to show that we're completely back with where we have to be. I don't believe Marcus Freeman is in a must. You got to win it. I think they're like, no, we're going to win it. We're going to find a way to get this done. But what they showed this year, was the pressure's not on him. He's not walking around Notre Dame. Brian Kelly's walking around LSU under pressure,
right?
Walking around campus. If Marcus Freeman's walking around campus, they're hoisting him up and carrying him around the geography building. You know, so yeah, the pressure's not there.
And even though Michigan just won 2 years ago, I don't think that Sharon Moore has that insane pressure.
No,
because they're saying,
same thing.
We got our title. Like we want to win, but we are good right now. We're good.
I think playoff, right? I think they're thinking playoff. That's what Michigan's thinking right now. If they can get true freshman quarterback, they showed, okay, all right, we came back around. We had a lot of things going on. Now let's get going. I don't think anyone's looking at Sharon Moore. If you don't win this, you don't win one this year. That's, I think what Harbaugh went through. He took a pay cut. It was there. This like, just hang on a second. And then they had everyone depart. A bunch of those
at the bad COVID year too at Michigan.
Yeah, all those bad things. COVID everything year. That happened to him. So no, I don't see that. But it's an interesting story. I will say this: that the temperature goes up. It goes up every place. It goes up every place. And it's just like the temperature goes up in Nebraska. Temperature's up. Is there anyone here not thinking that they should make a run at the playoffs this year?
Good. Schedule's gettable. It's not horrific.
When you start to look at what's been done, Arizona State, year two. I mean, they had Texas 4th-and-13 to win the game.
Correct, to move on to the...
Yeah, and so they had 4th-and-13. And that was year two. And they were picked out of 16 teams, 16.
Yeah, dead last.
Dead last.
Dillingham.
Think about that, Breakers. They were picked dead last. And if you watched them, what'd they look like? They looked really good. What'd you think of Scataboo? He's a really good player.
He's a fun
Their
player.
Quarterback is really good.
Yep. Sam,
I mean, they
Sam
did
Leavitt.
It. They hung in there. They did it. Indiana, year one, 11-1. You say, I wasn't very good. Well, that was pretty good.
We have some submissions of names, and I'm going to push back on one of these because he's already.
Yeah, I'd love to hear some other names.
He won back-to-back. You know, someone says Kirby Smart. He won back-to-back titles. The pressure is always there at Georgia, but he has.
But
he won back-to-back.
But he has more pressure. I would say that Kirby has more pressure to win another one before Marcus Freeman does to win his first.
Okay.
Because that, be, you know, that...
But the monkey is off his back. He's got time.
He doesn't have the one. So when you have back-to-back, and we all know that he loses like a one-score game in the SEC championship game. They're ranked number one. And they go from 1-6. I mean, he probably had the best team again,
right,
with a chance for the three-peat.
And they won by 60 points in their bowl game.
Yeah.
60-0.
So, but yes, but I agree that there is, I will say this, that the seat is always hot in Georgia,
then,
no matter what.
Then we have James Franklin listed. Again, made the Final Four. They were a team that led twice against Notre Dame in that first 10-0 lead, and they led in the second half, also lost the game. But wouldn't you think that the fact they won two playoff games, like, there was some pressure relief? You think no?
No. I agree with the breaker there. No, okay. That doesn't take anything off. Matter of fact, it probably even heated it up more.
Okay.
Probably heated it up more. Yeah, he needs... But the thing is, the pressure's on... But I believe his contract would be like one of those $60, $70 million buyouts. Something that's just ridiculous. So I don't think he's walking around going like, there's nothing they can do. To get rid of him would be a lot. But I would say this. His pressure is probably just below Brian Kelly's. Just below.
You put Brian Kelly 1, James Franklin 2.
I'd put Franklin 2. I'd put him 2. Yes, that seat is hot. That is not a happy fan base. That is not a happy fan.
And they were so close to
being
in the championship game this year.
Yeah, and then, so they should have been in the championship game. I mean, they had, when I said they had better talent, they didn't have a better team. And the better team won, which was Notre Dame. But the better talented, when you watch that team, is like, oh man, that's the team. And then they throw an interception. I mean, the game's nothing else. It's just not going to happen. So interesting. But no, they're correct with James. And also James Franklin, like that, it's just not mine. Like I said, I've met the guy plenty of times, talked to him in the recruiting, really enjoy him. But from the outside, the perception of the just college football fans, that he doesn't have high likability from just the general fan. If someone's just like, I only like that, man, that's a guy. That's a guy that I'm, you know, pulling for or whatever. It doesn't have high likability for some reason.
A couple more names being mentioned in terms of who has the most pressure now that Ryan Day's won his title.
Not just hot seat, pressure to win a championship, national.
We've heard Kirby Smart has pressure, but Kirby's won twice, so I'm kind of taking him off the list in terms of the monkey off the back. Lincoln Riley on the list at USC, also Steve Sarkisian at Texas. Which of those has the higher pressure right now?
Oh, it's not even close. It's Lincoln Riley. He has way more pressure. He went there with what happened. Then, I mean, this last year, then what, they finished 7-6?
7-6.
And I mean, so right now, I mean, it is...
It's not gone well at USC.
Every place that doesn't go well, but the difference with like an SC compared to maybe a Nebraska is the fandom is not even close to the same. If it's not going well, no one shows up. No one shows up. Nope. There's no one there. It's just, if you're not a star, that is a star location, Hollywood. It's the A-listers, and if they're not in A-listing mode, it's not real. And so he's in a very, very tough situation. I tell you what was interesting was that if you get a chance like that, I just thought it was interesting just listening to the new linebacker coach. Help me with his name right there.
We're at Nebraska?
No, at Notre Dame. Ryan, he's Buddy Ryan's son.
Rex.
Rob Ryan. I knew it was Ryan. Rob.
With the long hair.
Yeah. His interview was really funny. His first interview was just really.
He's always pretty funny.
It's fun to listen to the things he talked about. I just enjoyed him, having him back out there. But no, Lincoln Riley is 100%.
He's third.
Yeah, he's third.
So number one, Brian Kelly. Yeah.
Sarkisian, I would say this. They've always improved. And you can go back and say, well, where Texas was for especially for Texas, they were horrific at times. Just take the last 20 years. It's been a mess. And he's got steady hand on that place. Very steady. He was able to keep Arch Manning there in a backup role, you know, for 2 years. And so he held it together, held everything together. So the chance of them making... Just go back and just look at Kirby didn't just roll in the first time out of the gate and win it all. It took him a while.
He did.
And also, and so I don't think Sarkisian is as high. We expect it. this and that, that. I know this, but same thing. When he's walking around campus, people want to go get a picture with him. They want to talk to him. Life's still good.
He's popular.
Life's still good.
Yep.
Like that. Yeah, other places, I don't know how it is. I don't know how it is for Lincoln Riley at USC because the pressure is real. Because those places are, the difference is Penn State. Pressure is high, right?
It is.
When's the last one? When did Joe Pa win it? Like in 1980?
Yes, sometime in the
80s. We're looking forever. At 40-some years. So it's not like, well, man, we're here like every year.
No, we haven't been there.
No, we haven't. It's been a long, long time. Where some other places hasn't been as long. And so that makes it, and they're expected because they're in a heavy, you know, the recruitable area. Now, Penn State's in a pretty recruitable area. They do a good job, but that's heat.
Someone says Lane Kiffin. I don't see that. Ole Miss has not been this good consistently for a long time.
No, they wanted more.
They're a playoff contender the entire season.
You know, they just ended up being one game short this year.
They're so close.
They're just one game short. I think right now in general, first of all, to say you have the pressure to win it all when you've never won it all, you know, Ole Miss has when you've never had that.
How's it going to be pressure?
So he's lifted Ole Miss to be, before you watch Ole Miss on your schedule, if you're at one of those logo schools, if you were at the Alabama, LSU, different places, you looked at Ole Miss as a win. Look at your schedule. Okay, then we got Ole Miss. We can get that win. Then we can move on to the next one. It's like, oh, no. Not now. You had nothing to do with play. Would you want to play Ole Miss last year?
No.
I mean, no.
No.
Oh, no. They just had a few things good.
Jackson Dart went
south of Florida. A few things went off the rails in a couple games, and they had a crazy, you know, the Kentucky thing was nuts.
Yes.
And if they go into the playoffs, they were probably good enough this year to be in the championship game. You can't tell me that if Ole Miss played Notre Dame, that Notre Dame would just walk them off the field. Nope. So they're that close. So they want them to do better, but they're also, there's a lot of people sitting around going like, hang on a second. We've never even been relevant before, and we're very relevant right now.
Does Josh Heupel enter the conversation in Tennessee at all?
No.
I don't think he does either.
Because
he's done a good job there.
It's been remarkable.
That was a mess for a while, too. It really was.
An incredible mess. Also, I think he's super likable. And, I think he's an incredible coach. I really do. It'd be fun to, when you guys get a chance to interview Coach Eckler, to talk about Coach Heupel, because all I've heard is just great things about him. Down to earth, great guy to work for, all the things. They took him to the playoffs. Yeah, it didn't look good against Ohio State, but who did? I mean, who looked good against Ohio State?
They had rolled everybody.
After they beat him, they went and played Oregon. They were up 34-0 at one time.
Yes,
it wasn't right, 34-0?
It was 34-0 in the second quarter.
So before you get like all upset with Tennessee.
No.
Yeah.
Ohio State rolled everybody.
So I don't think that they want that, and they have won it before, and they've been in the mix. They've had good teams. But I will say this. When you start looking at teams, you just take Nebraska out. Nebraska fans, we want Nebraska. You take them out. You'd love to see Tennessee in the Final Four. Because the Vol Nation,
yeah, that's fun.
Oh, that's a wow. I mean, they have 100-some thousand people at their game. Just go to Neyland, see what Neyland looks like on a Saturday night.
They won the baseball title. I mean, they were everywhere in Omaha for baseball. I mean, so that we know that fan base is everywhere. They're passionate.
Just think about the AD comes from UCF, White.
Danny White.
Look what he's got going. National championship and the best. Right now, you'd say, someone said, "Who's the best baseball team going?" You'd say Tennessee. Even Pride, they didn't make the tournament a year ago or something, mm-hmm. 2 years ago, and they were the one seed and got beat out in super regionals or something like that happened. So a national championship. Women's basketball has made a huge comeback. They just beat UConn.
They did
the other day at that women's basketball, which has been very good. Huge comeback. Football, how's it going?
Good.
Really? How about how about men's basketball?
Top number five.
So I want you to sit there. Just imagine if you're sitting at Nebraska and say, okay, we just won the national championship in baseball. We have a basketball team that's top five in the country. Our women's basketball team is this, and then our football was this in the playoffs. I mean, is there a place that has it going better than Tennessee, like top to bottom? When you just say, well, where are we at top to bottom? Be close. It'd be close.
I don't know who's. I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
They might be the most successful program.
If I'm the AD at Tennessee, nobody could flex more. You could say, no, we kind of got
we're pretty good. Good at everything right now.
You guys
have
seen the basketball team play yet? What about football? That's pretty cool. Yeah. What the playoffs? You guys like that? You like going to Omaha? Is that fun?
Like
yeah. Can you imagine?
I don't. No one talks about them. No one.
No, like Tennessee, you don't talk about them in that vein of like, well, they're the superpower. They're the superpower. Well, they really are right now.
They are.
Tennessee is. They're the superpower.
They're the most successful university in sports that nobody's talking about.
Because you don't hear a word about
it. You don't.
We weren't even going to talk about it today unless Heupel's name come up, which right. wouldn't even be on the list. But I guess, and like I said, I've been there. I went to school there for a semester of grad school in Knoxville. Ridiculous.
Fun. Oh, fun time.
Oh, that is college. I mean, that is a college town that's just, you know, just insanity how cool Tennessee is.
So there you go. There's our names to mention in terms of who has the most pressure on them.
Jake, that was a great section. You came up with that whole thing.
Well, you know.
It was all Jake Sorensen from Beatrice, home of who?
Cam Jurgens.
Yes.
Well, he's from Pickerel, but he went to high school in Beatrice.
We're gonna claim
him in Beatrice. We claim Cam
Jurgens. He's all pro and with starting center in the Super Bowl championship. On the best O-line in the NFL. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty big. When we come back, could a legend in the NFL be done on a bad season they just had? We'll discuss that next on an early break on The Ticket.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.